This is KUT. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo has said he wants body cameras on his officers by the end of this year, but there have been a lot of questions about what happens with these videos once they're recorded. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, APD now has some answers.
The city's public safety commissioner started off with a lot of questions.
Question one, does the camera have an on-off switch or does it simply run for the entire 10-hour shift where the camera's activated when the officer clocks in on duty? Where's the camera mount? Question two, where's the camera mounted? On the head or earpiece or on the chest? Question three.
Commission Chair Kim Rossmo threw those questions out. Too technical, he said. Instead, APD tackled just two questions. First, retention of the footage. How long will the department hold on to a body camera video?
A 90-day minimum retention period for body cameras.
APD Commander Eli Reyes says these minimums go up with more serious offenses. A body camera video collected during a murder case, the department would keep that forever. On to the second question.
Are current Texas laws on privacy sufficient, i.e. recordings cannot be publicly released without written permission of the subject in the recording or by a municipal judge or other court of law?
A new Texas law states that for body camera footage taken on private property, police need written permission from the person in that video before it can be released to the public. Commissioners wondered about sensitive victims, like rape victims, recorded in public places. APD says it would advocate on behalf of the victim and not release a video like that. The department will hold a public hearing on body cameras on November 30th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.